All the airports in the country have reopened, save one, National Airport, just across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C. Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport remains shut down for reasons of security. From the cockpit of a plane landing at National, you could see the Washington Monument, the Capitol Building, the Pentagon, and in that building, there's talk of keeping National closed. Our colleague Noah Adams went to National this morning to see what was going on at a shutdown airport.
At the far end of Terminal B, a small crowd of airline employees gathered, hoping for official good news. Virginia's governor was there and a congressman, and Senator George Allen of Virginia. They said they would work to open the airport safely and securely and soon, and said that terrorists should not be allowed to take away the 10,000 livelihoods at the airport. Senator Allen wants to start by getting the shuttle flights running again to New York and Boston.
Let's have a staged opening. Let's first get the shuttle services going here at Reagan National Airport. Confidence will build, and let's make Reagan National Airport an example of how we can have a good partnership with the private sector airlines as well as with the federal government, because indeed, this is the nation's airport.
Reagan National is newly renovated at a cost of $1 billion. Officials say the airport represents $5 billion a year in economic impact. Michael Baylor works for Ogden Aviation Services, the company that supplies all the airplane fuel. He's laid off all 100 of his employees.
We keep on hand close to 4 million gallons of fuel here at this airport. That's basically about a three-day supply. So it's not only an impact on us here. Think about the situation of all of the employees that's involved in getting the fuel here.
Except for the politics of the morning, Terminal B today is empty. If it weren't for the sunlight through the windows, you'd think it was 3 o'clock in the morning. The departure and arrival screens are dark. A few electronic signs say God bless America. There are no airplanes on the field. The jetways stretch out expectantly. This is an airport that is used to seeing 45,000 people every day. Matt Stringer is the manager of TGI Fridays. His restaurant was grossing $10,000 a day.
My hourly employees, my hourly staff who depend on tips and wages, you know, they don't have that coming in right now. So it's really, really hard on them. And that's what my heart's going out to right now. But we're all just keeping our fingers crossed, you know, and sticking together. We've learned everybody who works here in the last week. I know every store manager now, and it's something that hadn't happened before. You know, that part's been a good thing.
Frank Gelati works for Northwest Airlines, helping load and unload planes. He used to be a District of Columbia policeman and says the question of terrorism does need to be addressed.
Of course, from my standpoint and all my colleagues, I certainly hope they do reopen this as soon as possible. Of course, on the other hand, I understand that an aircraft coming in, either approaching DCA or going out, if it's a bad guy, in 30 seconds he can be in at the Capitol or the White House. That's something that's, you know, has to be the major issue right now.
U.S. Airways has more than 500 employees at Reagan National, and about 30 of them got together in a back room this morning to talk about strategy and about safety. Robert E. Solis said airport security needs to be federalized.
That's a big expense for the airlines. Put it on the federal government. The security people are underpaid, they're overworked, the lines are long, they get discouraged. Everybody wants safety. Everybody looks to the federal government for safety. Turn it over to the federal government.
And U.S. Air's Zalima White urged her fellow workers to find a way to get back in action.
We've been in limbo almost a week now, and I'll check through somebody's bag. I'll help assist. I'll get the lines going. Take off your cell phones, put them in a dish, do something. But everyone's livelihoods at this point have been shattered, not just the people that have been in the Pentagon or the World Trade, but us here as well. I mean, we're all in the same boat, waiting to find out.
Open it up.
U.S. Air workers this morning at Reagan National Airport, the FAA said today the airport will remain closed indefinitely. This is Noah Adams, NPR News.